Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Reggie Cleveland. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Dan Thomas. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Don Money. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive towards first. Cooper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Haas covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. Scott moves to third. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dan Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive towards third. Bando reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Doyle hits a line drive into left field. Wolford picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wolford. Doyle moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doyle scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rice moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0 for 1 in the game. Joshua hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first, with Cleveland covering, for the out. One out. Dan Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 1 in the game. Lescano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Lescano reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. Bando goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Brewers. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Haas. Burleson moves to third. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a pop-up into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0 for 2 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Cleveland scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Joshua for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a pop-up into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 2, Brewers, 2. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson strikes out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano, who is chasing the ball. Miller reaches third base with a triple. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lescano hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen pinch hits for Jim Wolford. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Brey now playing left field. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Brey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob McClure now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Castro now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Charlie Moore. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Tim Johnson pinch runs for Mike Hegan. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-3 in the game. Joshua bunts towards the mound. Cleveland fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into right field. Evans picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Evans. Johnson scores. Yount moves to second. It's 3-2, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper is walked intentionally. Dan Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yount scores. Cooper moves to second. It's 4-2, Brewers. Bill Campbell now pitching. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Money is hit by the pitch. Cooper moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Haney now catching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Castro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 3 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.